From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat-Tahir.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly at your service talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, the ninth divinely appointed Imam. Dear friends, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is this beautiful beacon of light in this great darkness which is put forth by the forces of Shaitan and Shaitan himself. This beacon of light shows us the guidance, and it shows us the true path that one must walk and traverse if they are to attain nearness to the Almighty Allah. And so we find in the dialogues and the conversations of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam that he spoke about certain qualities and characteristics and attributes of a mu'min, a believer. And now we find that many of the Imams have spoken about the different qualities and the different things that are part of a mu'min's behavior and manners. And so these are things that we add in addition to those. We don't limit it to just these, you know, few characteristics or qualities that are told to us by one Imam. Matter of fact, it is these qualities in general which all of them come together, and you will find the persona of a true mu'min and a true believer. And so in the conversation, of course, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was asked by his companion about these different qualities and attributes of a mu'min. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, he brought up 3, and of course, due to lack of time, we can only cover 1. But we are covering the other qualities in other programs, which you should definitely check out. So one of the qualities that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam brings up is that a believer, a mu'min, needs in their life an advisor from inside themselves. Now, this is really interesting. an advisor from within themselves. So we find in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and in the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that an individual, each individual has two prophets or two messengers which have been ordained by the Almighty Allah. One is a physical a messenger who is on the outside. So for example, you have, you know, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Musa, Moses, you have Prophet Isa, Jesus, you have Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon them all, and most especially the Messenger of Allah. So these are all prophets who are on the outside. This is one of the two prophets, or one of the two advisors, if you will, that every single individual has. And then we find that the second advisor and the second prophet or the second messenger, the second, you know, source of guidance is within every single one of us. Now, this has been interpreted in many different ways. It has been said to be, you know, a pure heart which advises one and helps one to distinguish between right and wrong. Some people have called it a complete and perfected logic or rationality, aql, as it is known in Arabic, that this perfected logic, this perfected intellect will be able to help you distinguish between truth and falsehood. The first one we said was a pure heart, a qalb salim, if you will, a pure and perfect heart will help you. Or in other places, it has been known as this nafsul mutma'inna, you know, this self which is at peace, which is perfected, which is, in other places it's known as the insan kamil, this perfected human being. Anyways, these are all, and in some places it's known as the conscious, you know, you feel guilty or your conscious tells you this. And in very layman's terms, sometimes they say it's a gut feeling, even though we don't want to go with gut feeling on the program. We want to take the other aspects that we spoke about. Well, all of these things are advisors and prophets from within an individual. And they help to an individual to be able to, you know, do the right thing and not do the wrong thing. Now, here, because the advisor within an individual, there's a higher likelihood of it making an error, therefore the Almighty Allah sent the outside advisor or the messengers or the prophets or the imams, so that in those places where, because we don't have a perfect heart, we don't have perfect intellect, we're not the perfect human being, right? We're definitely not this nafsul mutma'inna, this soul at ease and at tranquility. So because we have these kind of flaws or faults, in these areas, then the Almighty Allah brought these individuals, the prophets and the messengers and the imams, who don't have faults in these areas. And so they do have a pure heart, they do have perfect intellect, and etc., etc. So these two together help us and, guide us in the decision-making of our life. And one last thing before we end, because it was a very profound statement from Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam in this conversation, and that is that the advisor within ourselves, whether it is the heart or the intellect, if we, depurify it, if we contaminate the heart, if we contaminate the aql, we contaminate the intellect, or we contaminate the nafs, or we contaminate the ruh, then that advisor that is within ourselves will also become contaminated. And if that advisor within ourselves becomes contaminated, then of course our decision-making process and our distinguishing between right and wrong will also become contaminated. And once again, this is why the Almighty Allah has told us to refer to the Holy Quran, to refer to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, the divinely appointed imams, the righteous and virtuous servants of the Almighty Allah, the righteous and virtuous religious scholars, that have their own qualities and characteristics, and they have their own, is a discussion in itself. Turn to them so that, and the prayer and the ibadat, these things will purify our heart, it'll purify our intellect so that we are able to make better decisions in our lives. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyarat Text of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaykum ayyuha an-nur as-safi. Assalamu alaykum ayyuha al-badr al-talim.
Peace be upon you, O shining light. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Aba Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.